You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our fantastic producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. It is Wednesday, June 11th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day!
Indeed, for the world headquarters in downtown Madison, Wisconsin. Clear skies, a little light Canadian smoke in the air. But for those wildfires up there, but it's starting to clear out, and Zommers, it's a beautiful day.
Yes, and again, the smoke, nowhere near as bad as last time.
No, not at all. Many thanks to Dan Schaefer for being on last hour. Really appreciate him, our political editor here at Civic Media, and also the founder of the Recombobulation Area. Make sure you sign up, you subscribe. As Zommers reminded me, you got to go to www, and you got to use the three W's, www.therecombobulationarea.news. Great article written by Dan calling for Governor Tony Evers not to run for a third term. Also, many thanks to Pat Kreitlow, host of Morning to Pat Kreitlow from 6 until 9, and also Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, for being on last hour. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, we have Seth Taft talking about the big parade on Saturday. Not going to want to miss that. Big news on the parade coming up on Saturday at 3:35. Also, what's worse, in just a few minutes as well. But I wanted to wrap up what Dan Schaefer had talked about, calling on Tony Evers not to run for a third term. I think it's fantastic that he wrote this to start a public discussion. Because as he said, it's not like nobody was talking about this. People have been talking about it for a while. Now, do I think he should announce his decision now? Absolutely not. He's smack dab in the middle of trying to negotiate with Republicans, although both sides have said negotiations have broken down between the governor and the Republican-controlled legislature on the biannual state budget. So you don't want to have him know you're a lame duck and say you're not going to run until after the budget's done. So I think Tony Evers will make a decision public late this summer and or early fall, and I think that's fine. So I don't think he should announce it now. But as I said last half hour, I'm not quite where Dan Schaefer is yet. Because I'm not confident that the current iteration of the Democratic Party, either in Wisconsin or nationally, is put together enough to nominate somebody who could win in a general election. What do you think? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you'd like to weigh in, go up to WCFW, The Tap, our station in the beautiful Chippewa Valley. One of our great listeners, Gene in Eau Claire. Always a pleasure, Gene. Sorry I didn't get you on last hour, but I wanted Dan to finish up. What do you think about this?
Well, I got a lot of patience, so yeah. Oh, you know what I feel. And the thing of it is people know Tony Evers. In a time of confusion, chaos, and all the crap that's going on now, and we know what it was like with Scotty Walker, and we can't afford that in our state. And anyway, you know, people knew him from the schools. People knew him, and he's been around. People like him. I mean, I'm impressed. You know, a lot of mega people that I know, they like Tony. He comes, he's your man, and he cares about the people, and they know it. And I know more Republicans that voted for him that will not vote for Democrats, and independents, too. It's important because those other people have not had that position, and he's been doing fine. Yeah, they tied his hands. We know what happened there, but he's been doing the best he can, and I really do believe that we need to build up from the bottom first, so you got somebody to fill the place. But people trust him. And I think that's number one importance with what's going on right now. And he's doing a good job. And I hope people will support him, because I think we need some calmness and stability and to lead us through this next chapter and what the devil's coming on. We do not need another Scotty Walker in our state during this upheaval. Thank you very much.
I always appreciate you, Gene. Always appreciate you. And I think you raised some really, really great points. And I don't really disagree with anything that Gene said. Now, look, I'm somebody who voted for Tony Evers in the Democratic primary. Democratic primary. Our friend Matt Flynn was running. I didn't know Matt Flynn then. Kathy Vinehout from Western Wisconsin, former state senator, she was running. And you had a lot of people running that primary that year. A lot of people more progressive, at least outwardly, than Tony Evers. And I said at the time, I'm supporting Tony Evers in the primary, voting for him, because what Wisconsin needs to defeat Scott Walker is a nice grandfather figure that's a true Wisconsinite that plays euchre. And I'm not saying I was right, but the Wisconsin voters proved me right. That at the time when it was so ginned up with Scott Walker, what Wisconsin voters wanted was, we're tired of all the craziness with Act 10 and everything else. We want stability. Here's a guy we voted for three times for state school superintendent. He plays euchre. He's a real guy. He'll do a great, and that's what happened. Now, to Gene's point, he still remains very popular. And I think a lot of people still want to vote for him. And my concern is, if he doesn't run again, are Democrats going to be, Democratic voters going to be cognizant enough to nominate someone who, like Tony Evers, can reach toward the middle? I think there's a notable faction of Democratic-based voters in the state who don't want that, who want a progressive, who want somebody further left, who want somebody who's going to be more confrontational. And the attitude is, if we can't get that, then screw it. All or nothing. Well, how'd that work out for some of those people last fall? We don't want Joe Biden. We don't want Kamala Harris. It's got to be somebody further to the left or nothing. And they got nothing. And many of the issues that they were so passionate about in Gaza, that's gone. That ship has sailed. You had Mike Huckabee, the former governor of Arkansas, now the U.S. ambassador to Israel, saying today that the two-state solution, done, over. Donald Trump talking about making Gaza into Trump Tower Mediterranean. And I think this is a lesson that some people on the left do not understand, that in politics, you rarely get everything. Pragmatism is the name of the game. And nobody has exemplified that better, in my opinion, than Tony Evers. And he's been enormously successful at a lot of things. Now, do I have problems with the guy? Absolutely. His appointees control the Board of Regents in this state. And they have closed down half of the two-year campuses. And Tony Evers has said virtually nothing, and his Board of Regents has let that happen. I looked it up because we had Emily from Wisconsin Watch here. Had a great story on the Public Service Commission in Wisconsin ignoring all of the testimony of Wisconsinites and letting this big AI project move forward in Wisconsin, even though it'll be terrible for the environment. Well, I looked it up over the break. The three commissioners that make up the Public Service Commission, guess which governor put them there? Tony Evers. So here you have a Democratic governor who appoints, and they kowtow to corporate utilities over the will of Wisconsinites and over the will of good environmental policy for Wisconsin. So the narrative that that it's only Republicans who kowtow to corporations and whatnot. That ain't true. Now, does that mean Tony Evers shouldn't run again? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying Democrats better be careful what they wish for, in my opinion. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go out to Los Angeles, California. L.A. Tom, always a pleasure. You're probably not calling for this, but give us just a quick on-the-ground update, L.A. How are things out there in L.A. regarding the protests?
You mean our two-block protest?
Yes, exactly.
L.A. is like a small little town like Durand, Wisconsin, rather than being a metropolis like 10 million people in Los Angeles County alone. Mm-hmm. This is just ridiculous. That's all I got to say. Donald Trump he's an arsonist. He starts fires and then he runs away. And that's what his whole thing is about. He is the definition. Three words to describe Donald Trump. He's a waste. He's fraud. He's a fraud. And he abuses everybody. That's what I think he is. As far as this thing goes, you know how I feel. I think that the Democrats, if they are going to run a primary, they should take a stand and say we are not going to have any money spent in the primaries. We are not going to play in this money game anymore. We're going to get money out of politics. You just made a really, really good comment about Democrats taking money from, you know, some of the same donors that are out there. To me, the definition of bipartisan is both parties being bought out by the same donors. Mm-hmm. I think when it comes to progressives or far left, my definition would be someone that wants a Medicare for all system or wants health care for all or daycare for all. Get money out of politics. So, you know, I don't know, you know, the Gaza thing is not going to be solved at a state level anyway.
Right.
I think a great candidate would be Chris Larson. But Chris Larson, each time that he's run, he doesn't have the kind of money that it takes to actually win in Wisconsin. So I would hope that the Democrats would start to stand up. And I would hope the Republican people would start to really understand that money in politics is the problem. And you can't get good candidates because either you get destroyed before you even start, or the name recognition is so huge, and that's where Tony Evers has the advantage. But we need get money out of politics so we can get some younger people in there. They're not part of the establishment. But I do agree also in this time, like Jeannie was saying, in this time of consternation, we don't know if we're going to have another election. When we have the SAFE Act that's being passed in Congress where women that are getting married can't even vote anymore because they're going to have to prove that they are who they say they are, that, you know what, maybe Tony Evers would be the right person, because it will actually give some people some comfort that things are still going to be okay.
I appreciate your comments, L.A. My bottom line is this. I just want to make sure that there is a Democrat who remains governor, because I don't think it's a sure bet that Democrats can take either house next fall. I mean, I think they have a good chance in the state Senate. But I lived through, literally, in the Capitol, when Walker had the governorship and Republicans controlled the legislature, and I don't want to go back to that, along with having Trump as the president. We need to have a stopgap in the governor's office in Wisconsin, and that's my main concern. But always appreciate the call, L.A. Thank you so very much. Come on back. We'll play a little What's Worse, a speed round. Get ready to text and call in. It's the All Balls Show for a Wednesday hump day across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hump day.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the All Ball Show on Civic Media's radio network. 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Bagpipes. You want to know something, Zomers? It's funny you played this song. Bagpipes of Amazing Grace. Because I've often said, when I die, I want to be laid to rest at sunset in the cemetery and having a bagpiper play Amazing Grace.
That would be good.
And you know why that is? is because it's one of my favorite scenes from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, when Spock has died and they put him into the photon tube and he's jettisoned off onto the new planet that the Genesis Project has created. And Scotty, Mr. Scott, is there playing the bagpipes and playing Amazing Grace as Mr. Spock is launched into space. And it's a beautiful, beautiful scene.
So not because of any of the history of or anything.
No.
Because of Star Trek.
It's all
about Star Trek.
It's all about Star Trek. All right, 23 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time to play a speed round edition of What's Worse. Here we go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it's your chance to have your voice heard across most of the Civic Media News Talk sports stations, as some of them are playing Brewers right now. But as you might have guessed, the category from that intro there by Mr. Zomers, well done as always. What's worse, a funeral or no funeral? What's worse, having a funeral or having no funeral? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text in on the Civic Media app. Download it at your Apple or Android device. It's free. Takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app, get it today. What's worse, a funeral or no funeral? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'd love to hear from all of you.
I wonder how common it is for people not to have funerals, because I feel like most people do. I know everybody.
It seems like more lately that people that I knew or tangentially knew that. And it's a personal choice, right?
Right.
Because there might be you're probably, it's a terrible example, but somebody who does a heinous crime and gets killed in the crime, you're probably not going to have a funeral for that person.
Or it'll be like a little family thing, but a private, that was my brother. That was real messed up.
Right, a private service. But there are people that, some people are just like, well, I don't want people to see me when I'm dead. They'll have a closed casket or be cremated. But then other people are like, no, I don't want anything. I just basically Irish goodbye. I'm just going to fade off and that's it. But I think that sometimes that's more difficult for the family or friends, because funerals, as we most of us, I think, know, are not for the dead. They're for the living. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842, or text us. What's worse, a funeral or no funeral? A funeral or no funeral? Roseanne, listening on WMDX, says, you're dead. What's the difference?
I mean, yeah, that's why I always say funerals aren't for you. They're for your loved ones.
Right. Cam, listening in Appleton, says, we don't do funerals in my family. One of the last people that died was a racist, so his ashes were put in a cookie jar. The jar was accidentally dropped off at Goodwill. That's not true.
If it is, wow.
I don't believe that's true. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Cindy, listening in Appleton. Cindy, a funeral or no funeral? What's worse?
Well, I don't like to use the word funeral. I think a better choice of words is a celebration of life.
Okay.
Because I tell people it's not about what you lost, it's about what you had. And I think to not celebrate someone's life is kind of sad. And like your other co-host said there, it's not about the dead, it's about the living. People need to say goodbye. Mm. They need to accept that somebody's passed away. And to me, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I think that's well said, Cindy. I really appreciate the call. Thank you so very much. Yeah, I think that people can go through a healing process by going through, and I think that was a good term, celebration of life. Some people much prefer that. Some people will wait a while. Like the person will die, there might be a private service, and then 2 or 3 months later, they have a celebration of life where it's like, we're just all going to get together, have a meal, and people are going to tell funny stories or stories about the departed and celebrate their life. Well said. By the way, Cameron Appleton said that cookie jar story is 100% real. He says, I swear. That's something.
That's got to be, however you felt about that person.
Right.
if it really was accidentally donated, that has to be a hell of a realization when you get home and you're like, hey, where's the cookie jar? And they're like, oh, it was old and it's been sitting here for a while. It had a crack in it. I went over and donated it. And you're like, that was grandpa. Even if you don't like him, that's got to be like, oops, I just donated someone's ashes to Goodwill.
What's worse, having a funeral or having no funeral? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. L.A. Tom says, great, Cam. Good place for the racist. I just think, A, the poor person at Goodwill who had to open that up and like, oh, my God.
I think I know what this is.
And then, or what if it got by somehow? The screeners at Goodwill, and somebody says, well, this will make a great gift. And then it goes somewhere.
Well, we have a little less than a minute. We should probably give ours.
Oh, yeah. Zomers, what's worse, funeral or no funeral?
I think no funeral is worse because, again, it's not about you. It's about the living. I think as long as your wishes are respected, give them some time to grieve together.
I agree with Zomers. No funeral is worse. That you, it's for the living, and you need some healing and closure, and if nothing else, get together for a good meal. As long as it's not cold sandwiches. I'm very opposed to cold sandwiches served at a funeral.
Put in some effort.
It reminds me of flesh, and I don't want that. I like warm sandwiches.
I also think open caskets. Open caskets are weird.
It depends on the mortician. My great aunt, she never looked better than when she was dead. I'm serious. She looked fantastic. All right, come back. Going to talk about the big parade on Saturday. I'm getting a lot of angry comments. People don't like me calling that. We'll explain on the other side. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Town All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Wednesday, June 11th. Been getting a lot of angry texts. This one from L.A. Tom, promoting this segment all show long. I said, at later on, hour two, we're going to talk about the big parade on Saturday. L.A. Tom, out in Los Angeles, says, can we quit calling it the big parade like it's a celebration, Todd? And call it the fascist parade? Because that's what it is for this dictator. L.A. Tom's talking about. Now, I don't think that's nice at all. Because joining us via StreamYard from downtown Baraboo, the downtown manager of Downtown Baraboo Inc., Seth Taft. Seth, welcome to the show. First of all, for those watching on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, he's wearing a beautiful red nose. This is not talking about clowns in D.C. Seth, there's another parade on Saturday.
Oh, and it's big. It is big. You know what? I'm probably going to be stuffing my nose too much with this red nose. So we're going to take it off to sound a little more eloquent here. First, thanks for having me on the show. It is a wonderful time here in what is known as Circus City in Baraboo with the beloved return this summer of the Big Top Parade. And yes, it is big and it is fun and it's full of clowns, lots of clowns and plenty more galore with circus wagons and just celebrating our beloved circus heritage. And there's plenty more leading into it this coming Saturday, which starts at 11 o'clock, but there's more happening tomorrow night that I'm happy to talk about how we celebrate this week with Circus Parade, the Big Top Parade.
So there we go. There's a reveal. We're not talking about the parade happening in D.C. this weekend. We're talking about the parade happening here in Wisconsin, specifically in downtown Baraboo. If you're from other parts of the state, not familiar, Baraboo is a beautiful community. It is just south of Wisconsin Dells. I think a lot more people might know Wisconsin Dells from taking trips there. But it is the home to the Circus World Museum, one of the gems, in my honest opinion, someone who's been there several times, one of the gems of Wisconsin tourism in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, you nailed it right on the head. I mean, it's, you know, a little bit about the background for the circus history here. I mean, it's been known as Circus City here in Baraboo because of the Ringling Brothers. You know, they established their winter quarters here in Baraboo and especially their headquarters here. And from 1884 to 1918, taking their show across town, but Baraboo became the hub. And so we are delighted to continue to hone in on that circus heritage here today. You know, we have plenty, like I said, plenty of clowns, not just in the parade, but year round with our wonderful characters in our community. But the parade has been going on in Baraboo for at least 11 years, but it's got even deeper history, deeper roots beyond that. It started to be known. It was first known as the Great Circus Parade. went from 1963 to 2009, and it was really established more in Milwaukee, sometimes in Chicago, but it was hosted at one time during that time period. In 1984 here in Barrie, to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Ringling Brothers circus.
That's right. I used to work for State Senator Dale Schultz, and Baraboo was in his district for a number of years. And for a long time, as you said, it was the circus parades in Milwaukee. And so they would have the circus train where they load up these beautiful historic wagons onto the train in Baraboo, and it would make its way down to Milwaukee. It was a huge deal of all kinds of stops. Well, for various assorted and sundry reasons, the finances weren't there for that. And people were fearful that, oh my God, we never get to see these beautiful artifacts unless we visit Circus World. But the local folks in Baraboo stepped up and said, no, we're still going to have a parade. And what do you say, 11, 12 years now, it's been going on in Baraboo, right?
Yeah. So eventually by 2009, it just, let's just call it a sabbatical. It took a break. And then in 2013, it made its humble return, renamed as the Big Top Parade, which is known as today. And so it's always been a fixture for the summer season, for the peak tourism time here in downtown Baraboo. So a lot of our small businesses take immense pride in this week when we lead up to the parade, decorating their storefronts. This year in particular, we're doing a tour of wagons art exhibit. So we got local artists that created beautifully decorated their style, taking their artistic styles to decorate their own versions of circus wagons that are on display this week and throughout the month of June. And so you get to see styles that are like in the rendition of Ho-Chunk Nation, to children, to community wagons, the whole gamut. So we're really excited for that to be an inclusive part. We also have the Baraboo Concert on the Square tomorrow night at 7 o'clock with Professor Stitch's original circus band, led by a narration with Dave Salutis. He was a former ringmaster from Circus World for a number of years. If you see his face, you just know who he is. He was basically like this face of Baraboo and the Circus World and the Big Top shows. But then, this is a week to celebrate Scott O'Donnell, who is the Grand Marshal for the Big Top Parade on Saturday. He was the director, the leader in charge for a number of years at Circus World, bringing together all sorts of amazing activities, shows, programs, and an amazing individual that has such rich knowledge about circus. He is the definition of circus, in my opinion. And it's excited to welcome him back home to celebrate all of his work that he's done to promote the circus heritage.
We're talking with Seth Davis, who's coming to us live from
Taft.
So what did I say, Seth Davis?
Yeah, I don't even know where you got that from.
He's a sports guy. I'm sorry. Clearly, Seth, I'm the clown on this show. We're talking to Seth Taft from downtown Baraboo. He is the manager of Downtown Baraboo, Inc., about the great circus parade coming up on this weekend, all the activities surrounding the circus world in Baraboo. If you haven't been there, if you're listening from other parts of the state, and you want to take a great weekend trip or a day trip, get in the car, go to Baraboo, because it's something for the entire family. Kids are going to love the clowns and the things like that. But Seth, from an adult standpoint, if you go to Circus World, there's this great true museum where you learn all this deep history. And, you know, a lot of people have heard of the Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey, and the deep history in Southwest Wisconsin rooted in Baraboo.
Yes, you nailed it again on the head in terms of this is a lot of family fun. It's for the kids, but also for the kids at heart, and with a lot of rich knowledge and rich history for people to just really let it sink in and understand like where it's gone, where it's grown. You know, it's incredible. You go over to Circus World during its operating hours, check out one of the Big Top shows. Those are pretty frequent during the weekend. This is a great, it's Father's Day weekend too, to boot, right? So get dad to feel young and limber, and maybe he'll get on the trapeze. Who knows?
And for those that might not have been there, might have gone to Devil's Lake State Park, which is in the Baraboo area. Of course, the Dells are just north of you guys. But you got Devil's Lake there. You got Muir Lake State Park in the general vicinity as well. And you have all kinds of great business. Earl Ingram and I were just there last year for Juneteenth. You guys had that great celebration in the park for the first time. It was a beautiful. The weather was a little not so great, but the people made it fantastic. And it was a great, one of the first Dove in Baraboo for Juneteenth. And it's a vibrant community. There's history there. But you guys have one of the true downtowns in Wisconsin where you've invested in a downtown square. It's not just a bunch of vacant store buildings. People can spend an entire day there.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. You know, we've got just in the downtown business improvement district alone. You know, we're centered around this historic square. I always look at it as like, wow, it feels like a combination of Mayberry from the Andy Griffith Show or Stars Hollow from Gilmore Girls or Bedford Falls from It's a Wonderful Life. It's got so much rich history, but a liveliness. It is just living history that continues to grow and evolve with the times. And we are all about small businesses. And so you come down here for boutiques, thrift shopping, great dining. And, you know, it's right. You said it, we're the front door to Devil's Lake State Park. How convenient. One of the busiest state parks in Wisconsin that gets more visitors than Glacier National Park on an annual basis. And so we're proud of what we've got here for downtown Baraboo and how alive it is. And I always like to say, if you can't find something to do in downtown Baraboo, that's on you, because there's always something to do.
Talk to us a little bit about, Seth, about the Al Ringling Theater, one of the probably the gem, in my opinion, of downtown Baraboo. Lots of restoration, lots of work. Tell folks what they can see when they visit that.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, that's one of the beautiful gems here, in my opinion. It's like the keystone to downtown Baraboo in terms of how it glistens like a dime, especially when you see that marquee lit up in the evening, the sun setting. It's just top-notch beauty. So, yeah, this beautiful Al Ringling Theater, renovated not too long ago inside, just beautiful, magnificent interior with art, lighting, the stage. Actually, some of the staging was redone, refurbished earlier this year just to make it more safe and kosher for upcoming plays and other shows. So you can take tours at the Al Ringling Theater. You can get to see what it is, what the experience is like, just take in that presence. Also, they're going to be showing Charlie Chaplin's the Circus on Friday evening. So if you want to get a feel for like hearing the organ is still active there. There'll be somebody that'll be playing the organ with the silent showing of Charlie Chaplin's The Circus. Strongly encourage you to check it out. You can find it on their website or on their social media channels on Facebook and Instagram. But really encourage you to come on out, especially when on Saturday when the parade is coming through. It goes right in front of that marquee, and it just it brings the tie together for the Ringling history and heritage for the circus. So make it a valiant effort to find time to take a tour or peek your head inside to see the Outlook Theater.
It's absolutely great. Pam, I'm not sure if it's our colleague Pam works at WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, but one of our great listeners in Wisconsin Rapids named Pam says, we're going to the parade on Saturday, looking forward to it. So there you go. Already people, and you guys get people from all over the state. I bet you there are people that come in from different states for this thing as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we got people that bring their buses in. You know, we have to, because we have so many people. We expect roughly about 20,000 plus in attendance. And with the weather looking pretty good, we're expecting a really high number of visitors this weekend, which does great for our local economy. But yeah, we get from all walks of life, from the Twin Cities, the upper Midwest, and some beyond that just are really, let's call them awesome groupies for circuit.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we got this, we got this International Clown Hall of Fame that's right here. That's going to be on the route. It's wonderful to go check that out. So, you know, we've get plenty of visitors here that just, it's a great opportunity to showcase the small town charm. It's illustrious, rich circus history. And big kudos to, I should mention to the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce, the Big Top Parade Committee that really organizes the nuts and bolts behind the scenes, making sure the layout's done, the safety is done with the city of Baraboo and the first responders. They do a lot of this great work to make this an immense, incredible value to the community.
1 minute left here. Seth, run down again kind of the key notes for the parade of the weekend, please.
You betcha. So we got tomorrow, we got the Tour of Wagons exhibit for art exhibit. So check out 17 participating artists and businesses that are showcasing awesome circus wagons that were painted. We got Baraboo Concert on the Square tomorrow night celebrating circus music. And then on Saturday, we've got some pre-parade entertainment starting at 9 a.m. downtown with marching bands, alumni bands, and a bounce house for kids. And then 11 o'clock, boom, the circus parade takes off with plenty of marching bands, activities, and those historic, vibrant circus wagons on display.
They're absolutely beautiful. Where can people learn more? Is there a website or something we plug for you guys?
Yep. So there's a lot of places you can go scope this out. You can go to bigtopparade.com to get all the content in terms of what's going on with the parade, where you can be, see the parade route and so forth. You can check out Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce on their social media channels, Downtown Baraboo on our social media channels. And, you know, just drop us a line, go onto our websites and, you know, let us know what you need from us. We're happy to welcome you in.
Seth Taft from Downtown Baraboo cannot thank you enough for taking time with us. And I highly recommend, rather than focusing on that parade out in D.C., go to the great Big Top Parade in Baraboo, Wisconsin this weekend. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Come on back. We'll wrap up the show after this. It's the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, whichever one of your great stations you're listening to, that will determine which of the broadcasts you get. A little weather with Brittany Merlot and her crew. Nice out right now across most of Wisconsin. And then our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, is going to begin with a report on Aaron Rodgers getting engaged. No, I don't think he's going to report on that, actually.
But maybe.
But Mike Clemens always has relevant. The Brewers right now playing, well, maybe they're over by now. They were playing earlier across some of our stations. So Clemens will have a great update on that. And then another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6, followed by our friend Pete Schwabba. And Nightlight, we'll see if Conrad went out and partied hardy for his birthday. How about that guy? It's his birthday, and he's producing last night for Schwabba.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you want to celebrate with your friends, and I imagine he's friends with Pete. I hope he's friends with Pete.
I hope so, yeah. No, it's always a great time. Pete Schwabba from 6 until 8, followed by Robert Pilot and Native Roots Radio and Rick Smith Across America. It'll be fantastico.
Also, for those of you who were listening last segment, the Big Top Parade in Baraboo this weekend, if you can't make it and you still want to hear about it, the parade will be streamed on the Max FM Facebook and YouTube. Max FM is one of our music stations. Mm. It's also going to be broadcast on local TV on Channel 43 or Cable 10 if you're in the local Baraboo area and can't make it.
Oh, there you go. Fantastic. All kinds of ways to see the great parade in Baraboo. It's going to be a good time had by all, I am sure. Yes, absolutely. So I want to read one text. We are talking, the what's worse, and this is one of the great things I love about what's worse, is because it's just something stupidity and for fun, right? But occasionally you get some, you learn something as well. And that's what I love about this. We didn't have time earlier, but I wanted to mention that Christy, listening up in Eau Claire on WCFW, the Tap, she texted in and she said this, quote, "My sister just passed in November, died from breast cancer. She did the celebration of life while she was alive, and it was great. After she passed, she was cremated and we had no service. She got to say goodbye to the people while she was alive and share many memories," unquote. Christy, thank you so much for sending that in. First of all, very sorry for your loss of your sister, but I think that is fantastic, having a celebration of life. Because right after we pass, our loved ones pass, the flowers come, people get up and say these wonderful things, and the person who has passed, you know, is there to hear it. So I think that was a really, really great way to do it.
I think, yeah, if you know it's coming and it's appropriate for that person and they want to do it, I think that is fantastic way to do it.
Absolutely. Very, very good. We've been wanting to do this for 2 or 3 days here. I haven't had time to do it. But before we go, I wanted to give a shout out to our friends, Kelly Call and Sean Hanisch, the producers and director, respectively, of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, which is streaming still on Roku. And they just announced they have a new deal with Apple TV.
So really?
You can also buy a digital copy of Just a Bit Outside at Apple. You can own it forever digitally, or you could just rent it on Apple TV as well. But they were so kind as to send us these fantastic t-shirts. The Just a Bit Outside, look at that. It has the, basically the, it's the movie poster on the back of the shirt. Zomers is holding up the front there. They're beautifully, beautifully done. And I wore mine when I went down and saw the Brewers on Sunday because Kelly had shipped them out. And so I put it on. I wore it on Sunday at AmFam Field. I got no fewer than 5 different people saying, where did you get that shirt? And a couple of people said, I saw that movie. It's so great. And so I texted Kelly and he said, well, where you? They're not for sale. They're just kind of like for friends and family. And I said, well, my little focus group, they're hot cake items. So if enough people say something, who knows? They might make them for sale to the general public. But you can find it at Just a Bit Outside on the socials, on Facebook, on Twitter, X. And I they might be on Insta too. I'm not sure. But Just a Bit Outside, or JABO for short. J-A-B-O for Just a Bit Outside.
I hope they do sell them, get an opportunity to get these to people. The print quality is fantastic. Honestly, yeah. Among the best I've seen on a shirt. I'm not exaggerating.
What would you expect for any less from these guys who are professionals to the core?
That's true.
I mean, the movie is, you know, yes, they're American Apparel, heavyweight cotton, by the way. But I mean, the color of the shirt is exactly the same color as the background of the movie poster, which they were also so kind enough to send Zomers and I. So many thanks. You can find Just a Bit Outside, the movie, right now for free at Roku and the Roku channel. And you can also find it at now, as of this week, Apple TV. So check that out. And it's a great, great story. As we've said many times, it's not just for sports fans. It's a love story between the 82 Milwaukee Brewers and the city of Milwaukee. Great historical context in there as well. So thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Sean. And encourage everybody to go check it out, because that's the way it is. And also, you can buy the DVD on Amazon, which I did. As did Zomers, because you know how it is with these streaming places. Eventually, it won't be for streaming for rent. So why not own a copy? Because you're going to want to have it.
It was also just on Amazon before it was on streaming. Right. So for both reasons.
As people, regular listeners of this show know, I'm a big DVD guy. I want to have it in my hands. Great show today. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow, host of Up. Why do I keep saying that? Because it was always that show. Now it's Mornings of Pat Kreitlow from 6 until 9. Trigvi Olson of the Lincoln Project. Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. And Seth Taft of Downtown Baraboo Incorporated. Also, thanks to Zomers. Great job as always. And many thanks to all of you for listening. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. We'll see you live from Shawano. No, it's Shawano. See you from Shawano tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Until then, this is Todd reminding you, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you from Shawano tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.